For us today, tennis and the Czech player Lukáš Dlouhý and his Indian partner Leander Pace have taken the doubles title at the US Open. Dlouhý and Pace were forced to come from behind in the final, eventually beating Mahesh Bhupathi and Mark Knowles 3-6, 6-3, 6-2. Victory at Flushing Meadows will have been sweet for Dlouhý, who was on the losing side in the final there last year and the year before. What's more, Sunday's success follows victory in the French Open earlier this year, which was the first Grand Slam title of Lukáš Dlouhý's career.
They can't be compared. Both titles are at the same level. But winning your first Grand Slam, having the first one under your belt, is a great feeling. You can't compare them because they're two different tournaments. I'm glad that we managed to win two out of four Grand Slam tournaments in one year. I'm incredibly happy about it.
Soccer and the Czech international captain Tomáš Rosický made a very impressive return to England's Premier League on Saturday when he scored for Arsenal in his first outing for the club after over a year and a half out of the game with a serious knee injury. Rosický, who had appeared for the Czechs, in a 7-0 drubbing of San Marino in midweek, came on as a second-half substitute for Arsenal in a much-anticipated clash with Manchester City. The midfielder, 29 next month, helped set up Arsenal teammate Robin van Persie for one goal before finding the net himself in the closing minutes. By that stage, Man City were well in control of a game that ended 4-2. But nevertheless, many in the Czech Republic have welcomed the return of Rosický. Among them, his former international teammate, Vladimír Šmicer.
I've been on TV, do the commentary for this game when Arsenal against Manchester City. And when he came on the pitch, I said, okay, hopefully he'll be okay, no more injuries. And at the end, he made one pass, this decisive pass, and he scored a goal. Of course, Arsenal lost, but for him, I was very happy. Hopefully, he will stay fit, hopefully for the rest of the season, and that he can show how great talent, really, he's a great, great talent he is, you know.
The Czech athletes Barbara Špatáková and Jaroslav Bába ended the season on a high as both took silver medals at the World Athletics Final in the Greek city of Thessaloniki on Saturday. Olympic champion Špatáková came second in the women's javelin, just as she had at the World Athletics Championships in Berlin. Meanwhile, Bába, the Czech record holder, finished in second place in the men's high jump. As well as those silver medals, the two Czechs both took home $20,000. Ice hockey and the Czech elite league, the Extraliga, got underway after the summer break last week. With three rounds played, Vítkovice are in front after beating Plzeň 5-2 at home on Sunday. Elsewhere, newly promoted Kometa Brno lost 4-1 to Sparta Prague. That's their third defeat in a row. Slavia Prague came from 2-0 down to beat Litvinov 4-2. And Dominik Hašek's Pardubice lost 4-3 in overtime to title holders Karlovy Vary. That's all the sport for today.
Ian Willoughby with the sports results there. Thank you.